should share today my testimony with you, but Pete came in the morning to me and asked me if I can share my testimony with you. So I said, I go for a walk today with a walking group from the church. I don't know if I will be back on time. And yeah, when I will be back, I try to speak about my life. I really like this song which we heard because it is a German composer, Georg Friedrich Händel. And I like the song and the sentences, Christ in me. And Pete asked me in the morning, or I asked him, what shall I say? And he said, how did you find, how did you came to your belief, or how did you came to faith in Christ? So, and it's a little bit hard for me, you see, with my English. Therefore, I did some notes in my book that it is a little bit easier, and I hope you can understand me, and my grammar is not so bad, and my word order, because it's my problem. Yeah, how I came to believe in Christ, I don't really have a date or a year where I can say this year and this date I started to believe in Jesus. But my belief in Jesus is close connected to the life with my mom, because she was the first who started to believe in Jesus. And yeah, my mom started to believe in Jesus when she had a very sad time, because her parents, her father died in a car accident. And when the police came to my mom's house and told her that her husband, no, her father is dead, my grandma became a head stroke, brain stroke, yeah, and died. So my mom had to bury both parents or her parents on one day in a very big grave, and I was only 2 years old, and I can't remember this. I can't remember my grandparents. But it was a very hard time and situation for my mom, and that she didn't get a depression. She started to go to church. That was the beginning, and she listened, and God opened her heart. And she started to learn the harmonium, which you have to get a better thinking and to forget this situation. Therefore, my mom started to believe, and she started to tell about the stories from the Bible, my oldest sister and me. And later, when I came to school, I have to say that I grew up in East Germany. And East Germany was in those days under communism government. Yeah, because of the Second World War, Germany was divided. And to live in East Germany meant, yeah, it's past, meant that it is very hard when you believe in Jesus or go to church. My mom was persecuted in her colleagues at in the office, yeah. And when I came to school, my mom took my sister, my older sister and me out from the communist education. This was every week. So I had to go out and sit in an extra room, and the teacher were very sad. No, not sad. I was sad. They gave us special tasks, and looked very, they didn't like it that my mom took us out. And I didn't understand in those days what it means and why I have to sit there, because I was only 6 years. But I felt that it is quite hard. And I was often came at home and said, I don't want to go to school anymore. But my mom said, let's give our sorrows to Jesus. This sentence is, she said so often and always when we had hard times, she said, let us pray, let bring our sorrows to Jesus. After Germany was united in 1990, the situation changed. Now we got the democratic government, and that means you can believe what you want. But still, the thinking and the people were the old from the past. So when I was at school, my upper years, I still was persecuted from the school students next to me. They didn't like me and hated me because I went to church. And nobody sat a long time next to me in class. I always had a table for me. No one wanted to sit to me because I went to church. So my mom said, don't be worried, Jesus is sitting next to you. So, and it was very helpful, but when we had group work or partner work, I was often by myself, and I can really good remember that it was quite hard. But my mom said, read the Bible in the morning and start the day with God, and whenever you have problem or sorrows or weariness, pray and bring it to Jesus. And I did it because it really helped me, even when I was young. Now I turn my page. And the people at school, I had every day to drive 1 hour with the bus to my school. And that was often a hard time because they cut my hair, people next to me, and they stole my belongings. And nobody wanted to sit to me. But I came at home again and cried, I don't want to go to school anymore. And my mom said again the sentences, let's pray and bring our problems to Jesus. And these sentences came in my head. And when I later was older, it was easier for me because I really prayed and started to believe that God helps me. And he did really. And and later when I learned some instruments, I found help in this in the text from the songs, and that is until today. That music is very helpful for me. In hard times, I pray and do this. And have one special psalm which always helps me to manage hard situations. Sometimes here, when I hear my new family or wherever. And I want to read some verses. It is Psalm 62. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Yeah, I did that many times, and it was so helpful. And it helps me until today. Yeah.